You're the founder and executive director of WHAM.
Correct.
And WHAM means?
It means What's Happening, Art Movement, which is, I'm an old hippie, so I named it after basically a movement. I wanted to show that we're constantly moving forward. What we are is kind of a grassroots art movement in the West Valley. We're the only community art center on the whole west side of Phoenix. We have an 8,500 square foot building. We have a professional gallery there that even groups out of Scottsdale are renting to have exhibits. 15 artists that work out of their studios. And then we have the other whole half of the building is classrooms. We do a lot of things like festivals, but I can let Josie go ahead. She's my vice president. She can tell you more about some of the things that we do.
Josephine is sitting there next to you. So continue where she left off, the community aspect.
Oh, absolutely. We have, as Connie mentioned, a gallery where we invite all in the community to participate, novice through expert, in some of our exhibits, especially the Recycled Art Festival that we have coming up.
Recycling is in, I think, every community now in the Valley. You tell me, recycled art.
Well, the idea behind this festival, again, is to incorporate artists of all ages and talents. One of our main focuses as an organization is education. So we viewed recycled art as a great opportunity to involve community members, helping them to appreciate ideas of innovation and working with unconventional materials, and then creating these beautifully reformed trash, basically, items. So we're helping them to see that through innovation, through design, they can create art that's never been seen before.
I'm going to go back to young people because I'm sure you said all age groups.
Yes.
A lot of those folks are probably as old as I am and remember seeing Picasso's bicycle seat, and the handlebars. When you're talking to kids, is this already something they're familiar with more often than not? Or are you saying, look what you can do?
Well, you know, one thing that I found in talking with some of our members that have been teachers in the public schools, they've been doing recycled art for a long time. They just don't realize that's what they're doing. So we're helping not only the educators in our organization, but also children see that they can use these materials that might have ended up in a recycle bin or in a trash can, put their own unique spin on it, and then create something unique and amazing.
When you said that, they've been using recycled material, the first thing I thought was, you know, my mom was a teacher. And as budgets got tighter and tighter, there were a lot of things that went from our house to the classroom. When you say they've already been doing this, what are you saying?
You know, just as an educator myself, I've looked through many publications, and I always go to some of the oldest art lessons to create my lesson planning. And I, as going through these things, I would see, well, you know, they are using egg cartons and they're using newspaper and but they never really understood or termed it as recycled art. It was just use what you have. You know, you mentioned your mom was a teacher, and oftentimes teachers' budgets are very low, so they have to be creative. But we're just helping people to see that it is an art form that's very important.
Some of our artists are very professional recycled artists. If you come by our facility, you'll see that we have metal welded pieces, for instance, a bicycle parts that were made into a horse. So we go from the paper products all the way up to very, like I said, sophisticated welded parts.
Mm-hmm. Right. We've had artists from around the valley that have called me interested in this particular exhibit. And they've told me, I'm so glad that you're doing this. I've been doing this for a long time. And it was not hardly ever recognized as an important and real art form. So the possibilities with recycled art are endless.
It's funny how it's still in some circles kind of devalued, you know. I've never understood that. When you look at what people can do with found objects over the centuries, you know, this is not new.
No, it isn't new.
Yeah.
No.
When you're working with kids, you mentioned you're a teacher. What are you teaching, grade school?
Art for children in public schools and then at the community center.
Okay. It seemed, having raised kids myself and watching them grow up and trying to make sure they keep that child alive.
Yes.
Do you find that the kids are pretty receptive to the idea of found objects?
They at first they're kind of a little hesitant, you know, because they're not really sure what we're talking about. But then once we start engaging them in the process, they're really excited and they kind of get lost in what they're doing, and then they don't want to stop because they're working with things that they never viewed as materials that they could use for an art project. So it's certainly a fascinating and interesting process to be a part of.
We believe that art is all about connecting with people. It's not just about selling art. It's a way to connect. And this is what our avenue, if you would, our venue is art. And we get to know each other better.
Is this the first annual? I mean, forgive my ignorance.
It's the third annual. Really, it's the second event to the community. The first time we did it, it was more of an in-house exhibit that we invited our members to participate in. But then we realized that it was absolutely important for the local community and the West Valley and really the entire valley to participate in an exhibit like this.
Well, let me get to that because you West Valley, but you're saying the whole community is invited to participate.
So we are located in the original town site of Surprise. If you know anything about Surprise, it's grown quite a bit in the last couple of decades. It's gone west and developed, but there's still that original town of Surprise that we're located directly next to. So we really are trying to encourage the members in that local area to enjoy the quality programming that's happening right in their own backyard.
So aside from coming anytime, this event, which the full name is Recycle Arts and Youth Festival, is that right? And this is happening Saturday,
April 2nd.
And the times?
4 to 7 p.m.
Okay.
From 4 to 5, we're opening our exhibit in the WAM West Gallery, which is the professional recycled art exhibit. We have a student exhibit in there as well. And then at 5 o'clock, we have our Eco Chic fashion show.
Which is fabulous, by the way. Okay, so much fun.
We can't just drop that one. You got to tell me Eco Chic. So is this recycled clothing?
Correct. We're inviting designers to come in and prepare a wearable outfit made out of 75% post-consumer material. And it's amazing the materials that they are working with.
And they have a runway. So they do a little stroll. Last year we had the youngest was, 5 years old?
Five.
And the oldest was 85.
85.
So you're not the only old hippie out there.
No, yeah. There's plenty.
First thing that came to my mind were the popular paper dresses from the
60s. I forgot about that.
But then I'd forgotten the beer pop top vests and things.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm really.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Pretty, it's like chainmail clothing.
Chainmail, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Well, it sounds like great fun. I will encourage everybody to go. But before I let either of you go, Connie, thanks.
You're more than welcome.
Getting everything started and coming in today and finding, well, I keep calling you Josephine. Apparently it's Josie.
Yeah.
Thank you for coordinating and coming down, and we look forward to the event.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.